I'm Phil Nee. It's great to be in the studio with Hurricane Highway. In fact, I was thinking about that, hoping that they would make it in through the snow. If they can make it through a hurricane, you can make it through anything.
Right? Absolutely. If we can make it through a hurricane, we can make it through anything. You said it, Phil. So thanks so much for having us. We're delighted to be here all the way from Kilmacrae across the pond from Ireland. So we've been doing a tour around. So delighted to be here, and thanks for having us at your station.
And you're Ed Holland?
I'm Ed Holland, from the lead singer of Hurricane Highway. Yeah, so on the tour.
And you brought your friend Kevin with you today.
Kevin is here. Kevin Rowe, my songwriting partner. Yeah, yep. So we've been writing together over the last 2 years. Written a lot of stuff, and with the result, we were over here last May and recorded a full album in Nashville. With the result now that we've our first single called Right Now is our US debut release out, so delighted to have it out, and it's going really well, so we're really pleased.
We have been playing that since it came out.
That
song
so
called
much.
Right
Thank
Now.
You,
yeah. Yeah, what can you tell us about that particular composition?
Well, it's a song about enjoying the moment, enjoying the right nows, and I suppose with people going along through the pandemic, they got a chance to reset and rethink about life and what's important, and you know, family and every sort of thing. So enjoying the right now, enjoying the moment, and making the best of everything that is right here, right now.
Don't put it off. Don't put it off, because you don't know how many right nows you got. You know?
Yeah.
And that's maybe one of the things that the pandemic taught us, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's so important. I think it gives a lot of people the reset button, you know, to rethink stuff and, you know, what is important, and to maybe slow down a little bit. We all live life a little bit too fast, so slowing down is good. And I'm from a small town in the west of Ireland, so, you know, it's nice and laid back, so we're even getting more laid back now since we reset.
Well, that's awesome. We love to hear you talk. We love to hear you sing, too. So
thank you so much.
We're going to play that song, then we'll come back, and
you
fellas can get your guitar and your mandolin out. We're going to play some music in the studio, too.
Brilliant,
here's that
brilliant.
Song right now.
Let's make the day that someday. Ain't no good reason to wait. Let's make this moment count. Let's make some right nows, right now. Oh yeah. Let's do it right now, right now.
Good encouraging music on a Wednesday morning from Hurricane Highway. I love that song, Ed.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for playing it at your station for the last few weeks. It's been fantastic. So yeah, it's out now, our debut single in the US, so we're delighted about it. You know, it's going really well for us.
You've had a lot of success over in Ireland and Europe, right?
We have, yeah. We've had 8 number ones, 8 Grammy nominations, and toured with the likes of headline acts like Miranda Lambert. We were on the headline bills, not toured, but on headline acts in festivals with her, Maddie and Tay, Charlie Pride, and I had the pleasure of meeting him also. And yeah, our most recent number one was called Baby I Do, which we're going to do for you today, and it's on our Spotify page. But that was 11 weeks at number one on the country chart across Europe, UK, Ireland, the hottest chart. So yeah, and it was the longest running single at number one ever.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. So tell me how the country charts work in Ireland. So somebody like Miranda Lambert has a song, right, with Hurricane Highway, maybe some other Irish.
We hope that's going to happen.
Well, you know.
you said it here.
But they're on the, we have the country artists, and you have some of the same people over there.
Yeah,
the
and there's a lot of Irish artists as well, and UK artists as well, of course. And a lot of them, you know, they do, a lot of the bands over there do very well touring. And so the scene over there is a little bit different. It's, you know, the jiving country scene, they say, is very, very strong in Ireland. So I was trying to explain this to Kev as well and a lot of other people along the way. But it's more a jiving thing where they go out to dance, and a lot of the bands are doing it. Now, what we're doing with Hurricane Ivy is something completely different, but it's that we're flying the flag for American country, and there's a few other bands doing that over there. But you know, we'd be one of the main ones. We won 2 Video of the Year awards, the Country Music Awards, and stuff in 2016 and 2017. So yeah, it's been a roller coaster of a journey over the last couple of years. And our first single, which we released in 2014, was Your Man. It was a cover version of the Josh Turner hit Over Here. Mm-hmm. So we released an up-tempo version. Chris Stapleton obviously wrote it for Josh Turner or a couple of different acts. So we had a real up-tempo version of that one, and that done really well and took off on radios for us as well over there. So that was how it started. Everything got a little bit bigger, then the gear got bigger, the band got bigger. So and the overheads got bigger.
I'm sure. Can you sing as low as Josh Turner?
Lock the door. That's about it. I'll let him go a bit lower than that.
What would you fellas play this one?
Leave that kind of version.
A little different version.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you got the instruments. How about playing one for us?
So we're gonna do Baby I Do. So we're gonna do this one.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is Baby I Do. Sunsets on the coast, your every picture on my phone, the reason I wanna come home. Ask me if I wanna be with you. Baby, I do. Baby, I do love everything about you. Don't wanna wake up without you. Don't want any other lips to kiss you, or any other heart to miss you. Don't want nobody else walking down the aisle. Under that veil, I wanna see your smile. I know what I say when the preacher looks my way. Ask me if I wanna marry you. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. Always in your corner, always at your back. Always there for you, you can count on that. My secret keeper, my safe place, my angel, my saving grace. Know my thoughts, what makes me tick. Always
gives a means to just how we fit. As time flies by, I want you to be sitting next to me, sharing memories. Baby, I do love everything about you. Don't wanna wake up without you. Don't want any other lips to kiss you, or any other heart to miss you. Don't want nobody else walking down the aisle. Under that veil, I wanna see your smile. I know what I'll say when the preacher looks my way. Ask me if I wanna marry you. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. I'll cherish you for the rest of my life. Take my last name. Want you for my wife. To hell in a hole, heart and soul. Baby, I do love everything about you. Don't wanna wake up without you. Don't want any other lips to kiss you, or any other heart to miss you. Don't want nobody else walking down the aisle. Under that veil, I wanna see your smile. I know what I say when the preacher looks my way. Ask me if I wanna marry you. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. Baby, I do. Baby, I do.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Hurricane Highway, I like it. Very much so.
It's obviously your first dance at a wedding.
Yeah.
If anybody's thinking about getting married in this winter weather.
Well, some do. So how does it be that a guy originally from Wisconsin, Kevin, hooks up with this guy from across the pond?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a small world, right? But I had a song plugger whose job it is to play songs for artists and try to find the artists that will record your songs. And he knew of Hurricane Highway because of their success, over in Europe, got a hold of them, and he liked a few of our songs, which he ended up recording one, and we got lucky. It went to number one over there, and I said through that process, can you give me his contact information? I'd like to reach out to him, see if he wants to write, because I saw that he'd written songs as well. And he was stranded, couldn't tour because of the pandemic. They were shut down worse than we were for a longer period of time. And I reached out to him and he said, yeah, I got nothing else that I'm doing right now. So as he said, we started writing every week. And, through the great internet, I mean, it just brings us all together, right? So we have 3-hour session pretty much every Tuesdays, and we have another woman that we write with out of Kentucky, and so that's how we did it.
Wow. So you do it through Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, like, Nashville, they always wanted you to write in person, and people weren't really up for that. But, of course, the pandemic changed everything, because if you wanted to write, during the pandemic, people started going, well, we're going to do it online because I'm, not going to get together with you. So that kind of changed everything. And people were doing it before then, but it really became much more prevalent during that. It just changed everything. And so what's the difference whether you're connecting with somewhere in the United States or even across town or Ireland? I mean, it doesn't really make any difference other than the time zone issues you've got to sort through and the language barriers. We all speak English, but there's an occasional words that come out and, you're, what is that? I'm not sure what that means,
I'm getting used to it.
I'm sure it is. You work with other artists, but it seems like this is pretty rewarding for you.
It is, yeah. And, when he came over and did the Nashville album, I said, hey, I'll come down. I'll show you around. And originally, we did the album with a producer that I'd been using for other things. So, we introduced him to this producer, which he really liked, and they did a great job.
Incredible, yeah.
And so, we spent a lot of time with him in Nashville just, getting to know each other than through the internet. And I took him to the Grand Ole Opry and things like that. And it's crazy because we're at the Grand Ole Opry and Larry Gatlin was hosting. And he goes, oh my God, he gave me my award, whatever, 3 or 4 years ago. And,
in Ireland,
like, what a small world, right?
We won Video of the Year in 2016, 2017. We were nominated for Less Live Band and stuff like that. And we won. So Larry presented, Mo Pitney was over as well, another great artist at that time. Oh, lovely guy. Lovely guy. So,
shows you how small the world is.
I didn't know he was playing there that night. We just went there randomly. You know, you don't know who's playing there mostly. So, and then I was like, what? The first person to come out? I was like, geez, what? This
is. So, man. I think just emphasize it's a small world, and the music is a small world and brings people together from all over the place. So,
yeah, it does.
And it was only yesterday we were going on along in the car, and his buddy from where he lives Chicago. Send a message saying that there's a girl or whatever that works along with him. She's from the same town.
They're in London.
In London.
And he goes, I'm with a girl who knows Ed. They went to school together.
Yeah.
And he sent us a little video text. And
she sent a video text.
What are the odds of that?
Oh, man. Yeah. It is a small
I know. So my God, it was.
No doubt. Yeah. So your influences, Ed, are they the same as maybe some of the
artists? I was in like rock and pop cover bands for years before going into Hurricane Highway, so like I had my own fairly successful cover band that we done well throughout Ireland. So I'm in music a long time, you know. I've had a lot of traveling, we played all the pubs and clubs and venues around across any place with electricity, basically, right across Ireland, you know. And so I was like with that. I was into Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, all them kind of bands, you know, and the not up to date chart stuff. And then as I started to get more into American country, I'm into the, you know, the Lady A, you know, Keith Urban, Blake Shelton, all the big names that are, you know, are doing, Jason Aldean, all doing, and Florida Georgia Line, Rascal Flatts, you know. With me, I like certain amount of each of their material. It's not like I like all their stuff, say, but I, you know, I respect what they've done. It's incredible. But I like a lot of difference. So as I suppose the way Spotify is gone now, everybody makes their own playlist, so you might like two songs from one artist, one from another. So with the combination of that, kind of, that's kind of with where we are as well, you know. So yeah, that's my influences up to today, you know. So, and Kevin has a lot of different ones.
Well, it's funny too, when we're writing, he'll go, hey, have you ever heard of this band? And he'll play a song and I haven't. And I'll go, well, have you ever heard of these guys? And so it, in a way, it's, you know, you're actually expanding what you're doing, because you're like, I love this guy's song, and, you know, I love this sound or whatever. Mm. And you sort of learn about new people through that process as well.
Absolutely. Kind of a melting pot, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This music is never, you can't, you know, I like so much of a range of different types of music. Like, there's so much to learn, and you'll never know everything. You learn every day is a school day. You're learning every day.
Van Morrison and U2.
Huge names.
I was going to say, you know.
Fantastic.
Because you mentioned American artists, I presume.
Yeah. But that's me saying my American influences, you know.
Yeah.
With Irish, there's just so many great Irish acts. I'm not going to.
Daniel O'Donnell.
Daniel, absolutely. Daniel is being a huge success in America. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
From Donegal, and you know, I had the pleasure of meeting Daniel as well, and a lovely guy.
Really?
Yeah, we done a TV show with Daniel, we done a TV show, and he's his own TV show over there as well. I had my own TV show as well for 2 years as well, called Hurricane Highway Country, on Spotlight TV. So that was across the UK and stuff, but Daniel has his own show over there, and Daniel is he's the biggest country artist in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, he's and what he's done, and you know, cracking it in America is, you know, it's not easy doing. Daniel has done it, you know, and a lovely, humble guy, very, very, you know, he's well respected by me and well respected by all the Irish people, you know.
Good to hear.
For what he's done.
Yeah. Hey, would you play us another song?
Oh, absolutely, Phil.
By request.
This is called Shiny Penny. This will shake off the cobwebs of the morning. Give every day a special vibe, got something I can't describe. No 2 days the same, some sunshine, some hurricane. I love who you are, nighttime dream, morning star. Was chasing something new, now those days are through. Shiny penny, glitters like gold. I see it, I want it, I'm all in, man, I'm sold. You were the shiny penny when I first laid eyes on you. It's been a while and you still shine like you. I can't list all the things I love, there's just too many. Forever you will be my shiny penny. Something new, had to have it. New trip, new kicks, I'll admit. Kept my options open.
replacing things ain't broken, chasing something new. Now those days are true. Shiny penny, clear as like gold. I see the one and all, and man, I'm sold. You were the shiny penny when I first laid eyes on you. It's been a while and you still shine like new. I can't list all the things I love, there's just too many. Wherever you'll be, my shiny penny. Different light, now it's clear as day and night. You shine as bright tomorrow as today. No one will ever take your place. Shiny penny, glitters like gold. I see it, I want it, I'm all in. Man, I'm sold. You were the shiny penny when I first laid eyes on you. It's been a while and you still shine like you. I can't list all the things I love, there's just too many. Forever you'll be my shiny penny.
Oh, yes, Hurricane Highway. Nice job there, fellas.
Thanks so much.
You bet. How can people get a hold of your music?
Check us out on Spotify. Our new single, which is our US debut release right now, which you just played a while ago, is up there. All our other music, Baby I Do, which we did as well. And check us out on Facebook. Come say hello on our Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube, hurricanehighway.net. We're right across the board on all social media platforms. Yeah. That's where we are. Check us out.
Any plans to bring the band through on a tour?
We are hoping next year to do that. So this is, you know, we're over the building process of the brand building process of Hurricane Highway in the States. So, yeah, we're over in May, as we said, recorded the album. And now this is our first release, and we're hoping to release another one or two and then come over touring and do some festivals, do some, you know. So, yeah, we're looking forward to coming back to your area again, this beautiful place. And it's, as I was just saying, passing through, there's an awful lot of similarities of Ireland here in Wisconsin. So it's beautiful, beautiful place.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
You open the doors for some of these dates, bring these guys back next year, huh, Kevin?
That's the idea.
Uh-huh.
That's
what we're hoping. See this nice grassy area we have back here. So
let's do it.
Yeah, like a summer night next year, you know.
That sounds good.
Place back there.
It looks good. Looking
out. Have a little barbecue and
let's do it.
There you go.
Great. Let's do it. We're here.
Thanks for coming over, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
You bet.